Ever watch someone nail a perfect golf swing and thought, that looks easy enough? You step up to the tee, confident, and whiff completely. Or maybe you've scrolled through dozens of glowing restaurant reviews only to fixate on the one scathing comment about undercooked chicken. These aren't personality flaws. They're hardwired glitches in how we all think, regardless of how smart we are. Our brains evolved to keep us alive on the savanna, not to make rational decisions about mortgages or interpret medical statistics. The result? We're walking around with Stone Age software trying to navigate a digital world. What makes these mental shortcuts so dangerous is that they operate invisibly. We don't realize we're being fooled. Understanding these cognitive biases isn't just intellectually interesting, it's essential for making better decisions, communicating effectively, and avoiding the traps that lead to everything from bad investments to societal prejudice. Why does watching 20 TED Talks on productivity make you feel like a productivity guru, even though your to-do list remains untouched? This is the fluency effect. When information flows smoothly into our brains, we mistake ease of processing for actual mastery. Students who repeatedly watch Michael Jackson's moonwalk become increasingly confident they can replicate it, yet when tested, they stumble just as badly as those who watched once. This illusion extends beyond physical skills. Companies with easy-to-pronounce names outperform those with difficult names on the stock market, despite pronunciation having zero connection to business fundamentals. Your brain interprets fluent as good and safe, even when it shouldn't. The planning fallacy stems from the same trap. When you mentally rehearse a project, everything runs perfectly, no traffic jams, no technical glitches, no unexpected emails. The solution? Force yourself into disfluency. Record yourself answering practice interview questions and watch the playback. Your confidence will plummet as reality intrudes. When estimating project timelines, add 50% more time than feels necessary. Your brain's smooth mental simulation is lying to you about how messy reality actually gets. A doctor examining a patient with stomach pain suspects appendicitis and asks confirming questions. Does it hurt here? Is the pain sharp? Tests ordered, surgery scheduled. During operation, not appendicitis. The culprit? Confirmation bias, seeking only evidence supporting her initial hunch, never testing alternatives. We all do this. Someone believes elevator closed door buttons work because doors eventually close after pressing them, never testing whether doors close at the same speed without pressing. This isn't laziness, it's how our brains conserve energy. But consequences can be catastrophic. Bloodletting persisted for 2,000 years because practitioners noticed only patients who recovered, ignoring those who died. George Washington likely died from this practice. At a societal level, giving men more opportunities in science created more successful male scientists, which confirmed men were naturally better at science. A vicious cycle costing the American economy an estimated $16 trillion over 20 years. The escape route? Test multiple hypotheses simultaneously. When confirming one theory, you accidentally disconfirm others, forcing revision. Ask opposite questions. Am I happy versus am I unhappy? Each framing retrieves different memories, giving both possibilities fair hearing. Did Woodrow Wilson's flu cause the Holocaust? Wilson fell ill during the 1919 Paris Peace Conference, weakening his negotiating position. This led to harsher German reparations, devastating Germany's economy, and creating conditions Hitler exploited. The question reveals how maddeningly complex causality actually is. We expect big effects to have big causes. A global catastrophe must originate from something equally massive, not a politician's fever. Yet tiny causes cascade into enormous consequences. We also blame actions more than inactions, even when outcomes are identical. A government actively killing 25,000 people triggers outrage. The same number dying from hunger we passively accept. What's abnormal depends entirely on perspective. With gun violence, some blame individual shooters because most gun owners never commit mass shootings. From a global perspective, America's 120.5 firearms per 100 people, the highest rate worldwide, appears abnormal and causal. When causal questions become unanswerable, we ruminate, spinning thoughts endlessly without resolution. Research shows merely thinking about what your feelings might mean for 8 minutes significantly worsens depression. The antidote? Self-distancing. Watch your conflicts unfold as if happening to someone else. This simple shift reduces anger and creates lasting change. Vivid stories stick with us in ways numbers never can. Australia's graphic cigarette warnings featuring diseased lungs outperform America's text-only labels. The CDC's Tips from Former Smokers campaign, showcasing real people with tracheotomies and amputations, increased quit attempts by 12%. Our minds evolve to process concrete sensory experiences, not abstract data. But this becomes dangerous when anecdotes override statistical evidence. Someone concludes COVID is just the flu because their grandfather recovered quickly, ignoring millions of deaths. Most people don't grasp key statistical concepts. The law of large numbers means more data yields better conclusions, yet we ignore this when compelling stories capture us. People donate twice as much when shown 7-year-old Rokia from Mali versus statistics about millions suffering. Regression toward the mean explains the Sports Illustrated cover jinx. Athletes featured during exceptional performances naturally drift back toward average. Bayes' theorem helps us rationally update beliefs. Even when mammographs correctly identify 80% of breast cancers, the probability of actually having cancer after a positive result is only 7.8% because the base rate is just 1%. People confuse, if there's terrorism, it might be by Muslims, with, if someone is Muslim, they might be a terrorist. The solution? Use multiple examples illustrating the same principle across different contexts. One scathing review outweighs 10 glowing ones. We're wired to give negative information far more weight than positive. Research confirms negative product reviews impact sales far more than positive ones, and negative behaviors shape our judgments more powerfully than positive ones. Framing effects demonstrate this vividly. People prefer flights on time 88% of the time over those late 12% of the time. Identical information, opposite frames. Ground beef labeled 75% lean tastes better than 25% fat. College admissions officers claim to value passion, yet when presented with identical GPAs, one with A's and C's, another with all B's, nearly 80% chose uniform grades over demonstrated passion. Loss aversion runs deeper. Losses feel significantly more impactful than equivalent gains. Most people refuse a fair coin flip with $100 at stake, only participating when potential wins reach about $250. The endowment effect kicks in instantly. College students given either a mug or chocolate bar rarely trade, even when baseline preferences show equal desire. Cancer patients told they have a 90% survival chance with surgery mostly choose it. Told of a 10% mortality risk, only half do. Same information, different frames, opposite decisions. To combat the endowment effect, try Marie Kondo's approach. Remove possessions from their places, transforming "should I keep this" into "would I purchase this now?" That simple reframing cuts through bias and clarifies decisions. When pregnant, I eliminated nightlights after reading they caused myopia. Even after learning this was debunked, nearsighted parents use nightlights and passed myopia genes to children, I still refuse them for my second child. This is causal imprinting. Once we believe A causes B, we resist revising this belief even when shown C actually causes both. Biased interpretations affect everything. I believed traffic lights were yellow until my 4-year-old corrected me. They're orange. These biases harm us. Some habitually blame others, protecting egos but missing growth. Others blame themselves excessively. People with depression interpret ambiguous situations negatively. A delayed text must mean rejection. Biased interpretations perpetuate discrimination. Science professors evaluating identical applications rated John significantly more competent than Jennifer and offered 10% higher salary, regardless of evaluator gender. Police violence studies show participants more likely to mistakenly shoot unarmed black targets. Intelligence offers no protection. Smarter people can be more susceptible because they better explain away contradictory facts. A capital punishment study showed participants used analytical skills to find flaws only in studies contradicting their beliefs, becoming more polarized after reading evidence. Understanding cognitive biases isn't about perfect rationality. That's impossible. The goal is awareness. You can't eliminate bias, but you can build systems. Test multiple hypotheses. Seek disconfirming evidence. Add 50% to time estimates. Your brain will keep playing tricks, but now you know them and can finally start playing back.